Check, check. Hey, what's up, DMB Radio? Got a special guest in store for you. Live guest mix from Hybris. We got him live here in the studio here in Denver. So keep it locked for the next hour or so. A lot of fresh business. And join us in the chat room if you have any questions. If you want some shout outs. Big up, this is DMB Radio. When we drop shit, we drop hot shit. Drop shit, drop hot shit. When we drop shit, we drop hot shit. Drop shit, nothing but hot shit. When we drop shit, we drop hot shit. Drop shit, drop shit. Drop hot shit, hot shit, hot shit, hot shit.
Ransom, Shivaxi, World 2 Power, Tiny Lock, Big up the Geekcraft, Kaya, reaching out to the Delete, reach out to the Instagram peoples, Lewis Beam, Crisis Ticks. Alright, keep it locked. We've got Hybris in the mix for the next 40 minutes or so. We'll be right back. big enough, all locked in, all 213 now tuned in. Reach out to the chat room crew, the E-Rock, the Stranger, big up the Dark Soldier, the Bud, Sirs. If you have any questions for Hybris or Aram Live, just hit it to the chat room, leave Meridio/chat, or hit us up on Instagram. Yes. Reach out to Chains Consoles, DMV. Shout out to S. Doobie Dunn. Picking up the Chris G 138. Picking up the Saiku. Thank you. 30 minutes. Remember, if you have questions, just send them over to us. Send them to shoebox@dmradio.com or join us in the chat room. Looking up the chat room, people, the sick hub who just joined. Spanados. Pick up the Ryu DMB. Pick up Doc Brown. Out the spire list. Picking up the task. bouncing. Reach out to Douglas Hypers on Instagram. Reach out to Reese Samuels. Reach out to EDX, Mr. 45. Big up to Douglas once again. Download the archive after the show at dmradio.com/archive. We'll post the full track listing. Shouts out to the Matador, Shubaxi. We got the DJ Ransom. Stay tuned, we got DJ Thread coming up. And right now, we got Hypers in the mix. 15-20 minutes. So keep it locked. back massive. DMV Radio. Tuesday afternoon, live from Denver. Denver area, come join us if you want to visit. Just find us on the web, recondmv.net. Check out all the drum and bass shows coming up. That's recondmv.net. Reach out to Spireless, DJ Ransom, Will 2 Power once again. Mr. Kotos, I'll put Captain Locks. We're gonna go a little bit longer, let Hybris finish it off. Then we're gonna get to your questions. We'll be right back. Yes, if you want to catch Hybris live, catch them in September at Outlook alongside Noja Invites. You can find all the information at hybris-music.com. As well as all the forthcoming stuff, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Reach out the cool. Reach out the Johnny B. Picking up the jabs, just join the chat. But once again, couple more tracks incoming. Plus the final shouts and then a few questions. Picking up the leopard. Watch out, Testish. Out the thread DJ. Coming. Got some Section 8 business forthcoming with Six Cycle. Also check out his solo projects.
It's not surprising that you're confused.
still confused?
Got a question about that sample back there. So where'd that I'm confused sample come from?
I mean, I think it was actually just from a large collection of strange, like, 50s movie samples that the Noisia guys had. So we spent several hours putting tons of really stupid samples over that song, and that's one of the ones that actually stayed there.
Love it. Your questions now. Reach out to Chair 23, Arcation Leopard. Right, first question comes in from Geekcroft. He wants to know, how'd you get where you are today, and what was your journey there?
Yeah, so it was actually kind of it's been a long journey. I started playing with guitars and synthesizers when I was like 15 years old. That was about 17 years ago, and I got into DJing from playing with synthesizers, and then I started DJing a lot more and focusing more and more on just drum and bass, and then moving to software, and had a lot of ups and downs along the way, but within the last 5 years, probably 7 years now, I've been doing the Hybris thing, and I don't know, I've just been sending tunes to lots of people and talking to some of the right people, and eventually some of the real right people have taken notice. So it's really just been all about working and working and working, and spending 10 hours a day sat in front of a computer screen. Yeah, so that's my journey. In short.
Somebody just came in and asked, what synths are you using right now?
Right now I'm all software. I used to have a bit of hardware when I started out because you had to have some. But I use a lot of FM8. I've been using Zebra a lot, Zebra. I've been using this weird one called... It's just called Spectral, actually. It's by Linplug, and it's kind of a weird interface, but that's a really good one. And just the usuals, like Massive, Serum is really good. Yeah, so that's what I'm mostly on these days.
So what drives you? This one's coming in from Pete. What drives you to keep making music?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if I wasn't making music, I don't know what the hell I'd be doing. I mean, I do teach English. And I've, like I said, there's been lots of ups and downs along the way, but I just keep making music because I have to. It's, you know, it's like, it's what I do, it's what I love doing, and sometimes inspiration runs pretty thin, but, you know, I just keep powering through it. If I'm not feeling really inspired, I just make sounds. I make sure to put in at least an hour a day, usually 3 hours a day or more in the studio, so it's just what I do now, so that's what drives me.
Check this other question, you know.
Music?
Yeah, let's get some music on there. Next one. Will 2 Power asks, are you playing anywhere in the States? I already know the answer to that, but I'll let you cover it.
Yeah. Let me just play a song. Whoops. All right. No. No, actually, this time around, it's basically a family vacation, but my family is living in Denver now, so that's why I hit the recon thing. But I'm hoping to arrange a U.S. tour sometime this year or next year, so it will definitely be on my website, which is hybris-music.com, and I'll post it on my Facebook and stuff. But as of now, I have no more dates in the States. Sorry.
Tony Locke, he asks, I know a lot of producers master their own stuff. What is your take on that?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think a lot of people think mastering is the magic step, which is going to make their mediocre sounding tune sound amazing. And it's definitely not that. So I've had my tunes mastered by a lot of different people, and it does make somewhat of a difference. But for my last EP, the Transgressor EP, we decided to not get that mastered. And I think it turned out just fine. So it's always a question, and sometimes it is a really good thing to have one person, doing the last tweaks on your tune for you, because they have some sort of removal from it. It's hard to make those decisions for yourself if you've been working on it for so long. But then again, if you're working on drum and bass and most of it's engineering, you should get it pretty close by the time it gets mastered anyway. So the mastering shouldn't make that huge difference. Or if you expect it to, then I think it means that you need to work on the tune a lot more before you send it to the engineer.
All right, next one coming in. I didn't write down the name. I'll just ask it. Are you collabing with anybody right now? Collaborating?
Yeah, so right now I have a couple of things in the works. I don't know which ones I'm supposed to talk about, to be honest, but I'm trying to get back and do something with my friend Rido. Or a lot of people say Rido. He's a fellow, he's an actual Czech person who lives in Prague, and so we're hoping to get in the studio to start something again. I've been messing around with something with DLR. He came by the studio recently, and I've got a tune with a certain legendary U.S. producer that I'm really excited about, but we're not talking about that right now, so whatever. But that's about it.
That's weird how that goes sometimes. All right, last question right here is from... I didn't write that one down either, sorry. Has your music been licensed in any unusual ways, like film or games?
So when I was with Robot Death Squad, which was many years ago, a couple of our tunes were licensed for a Greg Hastings tournament paintball for Xbox. But since then, it's only been licensed to like minor things, like someone said, hey, I'm making this little video, can I use it? And I usually say yes or talk to the label. But I'm always looking to license it to different places. So if you would like to, drop me a line somewhere, either through my Facebook or through my website. Cheers.
All right, there you have it. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, that was Hybris. We'll be uploading the archive after the show. We'll post a full track listing, so check that out in about 30 minutes or so. And keep it locked. Got DJ Thread coming up. Big up.
Yo, this is Jamal, and you're listening to DMB Radio.